Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've always been sick my whole life. You know, if the cold's going around, I got it. If the flu's going around, I got it. Since I've been on the product, it's been like 5-6 years. I haven't been sick, period. I don't get colds. I don't get the flu. If I start to feel something coming on, I just start taking a few more each day, and then, and then it goes away, and then that's that. I tell everybody about it. I could do one of your commercials. Yeah, it's an amazing product.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
It's an election year. Just send the nuke and finish us off already. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
And I want to add, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I have to
I'm
weigh
speaking.
In.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Look.
And the character of the country, in my view, is literally on the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be. Mm-hmm. Four more years of George, is going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
I did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. You just can't make it up. I mean, here's Biden saying that he's in charge of the biggest voting fraud to ever take place in America. He's right. There's no fraudulent slip. That's just a slip. And you've got the atrocious, despicable Kamala. I'm speaking. And then you've got, and the, I can't wait to be president so I can sell my sneakers. I have sneakers, my Chucks. I'm going to sell my Chucks. That's what the headlines are today with her. And then you've got Biden mistaking Trump for George Bush. it just never gets old. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. It's like a gaffe a day.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? They are a lot alike, though, Trump and Bush. They're easy to get confused.
Oh, gosh, you guys. It's just, you know, he said he's putting a lid on campaigning. And we were laughing in the last hour with Dr. Pesta. That's all it's been, is a lid on campaigning. When has he campaigned? This is getting ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing is just sad and political theater-ish, but it's just sad.
I think when Barrett gets sworn in, there's going to be a lot of people that don't realize that Justice Thomas is black, and they're going to freak out when they see it. What's he doing?
Oh, you guys, we have these just, the press is, you know what it is? It's just spiraling out of control because it's just so many lies now that they can't keep ahead of them. Biden can't remember his lies, so he just keeps putting stuff out there that's insane. They keep trying to keep a lid on Kamala because she is just a mess. She's a hot mess. She was kind of whoring it up the career chain. So you've got these horrific people, and it's kind of sad for where we're at right now in politics in general. On both sides of the aisle, you have the Romneys, you have the insane, just stab each other in the back, crazy. But I think that the media is having a hard time. They used to be able to sell the BS more. They used to be able to sell it more to the public. But now the public is finally going, your headlines read like the Onion. I mean, how do you take that seriously? And see, their biggest thing has always been credibility. We have to maintain our credibility. It's like elections. We know how much fraud is in elections, don't we? As a populace, it's been going on since the 60s. We, you know, 50s, 60s, we realize, right? But back in the day, the votes ended up in people's trunks. Now we're full circle. Again today, they're going to end up in people's trunks, even in this electronic age. This is where we're at, and we still don't want to come to terms with that. We don't want to come to terms that we have fraudulent elections, a fraudulent press. Now, the communist Chinese are actually way ahead of the game on this. They've realized that both are rigged. But Americans just have a harder time, I think, remedying that in their heads, because that means that the people allowed that to happen. The people let this all spiral out of control this badly. And I think that's what's hard for us to digest, is that the swamp is much swampier than we thought. The lying is much more rampant. The dirty deeds, the tricks, that it's way more than we ever thought it was.
And we're totally ignorant of so much of what's gone on in the background. I guess Putin came out and said he didn't see anything wrong with Hunter Biden's dealings.
I don't even, you know what, you can't even trust any headlines. And I tell people this over and over again. You are on government Facebook. That's what it is. It's government-owned Facebook. Just deal with it. You've decided to be a part of it. I have. We're all on there together. Now, in our community fest of being on Facebook together, you have to get around the censors now. Break up the links. When you post a link, remove the thumbnail, remove the link attached, and break it up so that people know that they can copy and paste it and put it back together and go search for it. But break it up with spaces. Don't ever refer to COVID as COVID. Always say CO. Always say big agency for CDC. Mm-hmm. Those are the buzzwords that go through the censors. This is why they tag it so immediately when you put it up. So I'm just saying, you have to be a little, we all have to get a little smarter with that. We have to get smarter in vetting people. Even in my own state, there was somebody that needed to be vetted, wasn't vetted for governor, and then it became a big mess. And we have to be smarter about why somebody just shows up on the scene, living in another state for 5 years, shows up on the scene and immediately wants to run for governor. Not city council. Not even PTA president. I mean, but governor. And when you see a situation that doesn't make sense in your mind, because you go, gosh, you know, that doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem natural behavior for people. Then question, why is that? I just think we need to do a lot more. Get on the ball. Get smarter. Let's tackle some of this stuff. Well, rather than deer in the headlights.
The last person that turned up out of nowhere and ended up in the House of Representatives was AOC. Look what they got there for not vetting that.
And we have the casting call on tape where they're admitting it and they're so proud of it. We had a casting call and she was the best actress to play the part of congressperson. And I was sitting there listening to that clip. I'll never forget the first time I listened to that clip and I went, are people understanding that this was a cast? They're out there with this. They're not even hiding it anymore. And people still thought that the people of New York elected her. And I said, no, they didn't. They elected an actress who had money behind her because there were people behind her. And people fell for that. So we have to get a lot smarter in that casting calls happen. People are groomed for politics. There's all kinds of shenanigans going on behind the scenes, and we just have to get smarter in realizing, maybe not so naive in understanding what in the world's going on. And if a story doesn't make sense in your head, then it doesn't make sense. In this hour, there's a couple things I want to talk about. And then I interviewed Jared Dillian on the economy going into the election. And so I'll go ahead and play that for you, too. It was an interesting interview. But I think we're headed toward another lockdown. The articles are ramping up. There's a lot of lying going on. Hospitals around the country, even including my own IHC, pathetic lying going on. ICU is up to its eyeballs with COVID. It's not true. There are actually other problems that bring them into the ICU. But when they say they're COVID because they have a common cold on top of whatever else they have, they get more cash. They have a situation where, allegedly, I'll say that as in context, right? Allegedly. And then also they're just straight up lying, lying to people, just lying to them. In fact, the headlines will say, this is what's going on for sure. And then you get into the headline, they're like, well, it's a prediction. That's two different things, honey.
Mm-hmm.
There's what's happening, and then there's a prediction of what's happening. At least state that into the headline of the article, knowing that people only read headlines. There's a lot of that going on with the hospitals, because I think they're next for the, I mean, talk about getting money. I think they're going to be, we're going to wind up with the Venezuela hospital in America. If you want me to give you my true prediction on that, they will be absolutely co-opted by the government. Hospitals will then be owned by bigger and bigger conglomerates that pose as private, but they're actually major, major government. It won't be as hidden. And I think they'll spin out the lies for the money, because they're saving themselves through these bailouts. And I just think that's where we're going with that. Also, the airplane fly list, right? The airline no fly list is now people that won't wear a mask. If you have any problems or issues with mask wearing, you might be barred from flying. They're upping their fly list to not only include terrorists, they say. That's such a joke anyway. But now it's you, the non-mask wearer, are the equivalent of a terrorist to achieve no-fly status.
The interesting thing about that is they actually don't know who the terrorists are. They do know who the non-mask wearers
are. So true.
Are.
It's the I don't believe in my government mask, right? And so if you want to say that we are where China really is right now with the credit score that says I believe in government, that's kind of what that is. Mm-hmm. Without being a credit score, it's the I'm not going to wear a mask, I don't believe in my government is trying to keep me safe, and I don't believe in their lies anymore, and you're calling them on it. That's basically what it is. And so they're going after the non-mask wearers by making it so they can't fly. And you all think it's private, but, you know, in general, people out there think it's a private organization. And these airlines have been so co-opted now in ownership through the bailouts that the government has now invested ownership in our airlines. That's why they're able to do this. They're able to get away with it. It doesn't, no one's going to fight for you on that ever. So don't ever expect them to. Also, the next WTO head, the next person at the helm of the WTO, a female, she's an interesting cat, and she wants to bring us into the Great Reset. If you've listened to our show at all, you know what a nightmare this is going to be, because the Great Reset is all about instigating digital currency, the constant tracking of you, the constant data of perusal of data of you, and it's going to be on steroids. And she wants to usher this in. She'll be the new World Trade Organization head.
Great.
And she's already talked about this Great Reset. We have got to stop. We have got to stop this. I don't know if we can, but we've certainly got to try. It's getting sick out there.
Well, on the bright side, we don't belong to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the president did withdraw us from the World Trade Organization.
The World Bank is one of the pivotal UN-based instruments. This is what advances the globalist corporate economic agenda, and so along with the IMF. And the IMF uses the World Bank. It uses its money as a carrot. That imposes all these draconian conditions on the governments in developing countries that accept the cash. It's all hand in hand. It's all linked. So it's going to get real interesting to watch who they put in charge right now. And this chick, she'll be interesting. Her last name, Iwela. Ocasio-Iwela. Anyway, however you say it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My playboy to your playboy. I'm going to set your flag on fire. You're talking about here now. Aiko, Andy. Jagamo, Fino, Anani. Jagamo, Finani. See that guy all dressed in green.
Hi there. What? Welcome back. You should see your face right now.
I'm just enjoying the new theme song for the new Director General of the WTO. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala.
How did you know that's
Nigeria.
Why I was playing it?
What else could it be?
Oh, you guys. If I didn't have Uncle Milty, I swear swimming in this stuff every day would be really, really hard. I really appreciate him. Okay, we'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I actually, we are guaranteed to have a mask mandate after the election. That's just a given.
Yep.
And the reason I know that is because, as you know, I don't normally listen to the national news, but I have a line of work that I'm in people's homes. So I'm in a home, and they're listening to the national news. And on the national news, I think it was ABC, they were talking about this unique campaign ad in the state of Utah with the governor that are both running, and how they have a bipartisan agreement between the two of them, and how they're not going to sling mud, all this kind of sissy, nice talk. And then they go into asking about the mask mandates based upon the numbers.
Yeah. Well, why would they sling mud?
Came out and said, he said, I'm for the mandate. And the other guy said, I am too. But he was for it in June, and Cox just came on about it now.
For those listening and all the other places we are, thank you for that, that don't know who we're talking about. We're talking about an individual race for governor here, but in my own state of Utah, but we're everywhere. Yep. And I'm telling you, I know you guys are seeing this everywhere, because here's the deal. It's like the one-upping of each other on who got to who gets to be the king of the mandates quicker. And we're noticing this in a lot of different states. If you're in Portland, you're getting this, and Chicago, everywhere. I get it. I totally understand. We're sunk if we don't start writing in, questioning the news, questioning their stances, stop giving us all this drivel. It's hurting our nation. And there already was a study that came out that I'll post on the Kate Daly Show page. I'll break up the link. You're going to have to put the link back together. But it said 85% of those that are, they say have, you know, are testing positive for COVID are actually wearing the mask every single day, all day long. And there's all kinds of stuff coming out. We need to wisen up to this 10 months into this. This is getting just asinine that people still believe this fable of response.
You know, there's another thing, too. When politicians talk about bipartisanship, what they're admitting is they're all the same.
I mean, why would they talk bad about each other? They don't have much to say about each other, because no one's going for principles.
That's
and you're going to find this in races all over the country. You know, the liberals love Romney, right? For instance, because Romney's a liberal, and he just doesn't admit it. And so you have all of these people that'll never go up against each other, because why? They all believe the same things.
You never hear a liberal call Mitt Romney a conservative. They call him a Republican.
That's so true. That is so true. It's kind of like, why is there no pro-Biden? It's all just Trump or anti-Trump, but no pro-Biden.
Right.
You always have to look at what you're not seeing on this kind of thing, too. But we still have the Hunter Biden story unfolding. Geez Louise, is it? Oh my gosh. In fact, anyway, I'll just leave that right there. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. The CDC admitting COVID virus infects only poison monkey cells, not humans. I mean, we're talking some of the weirdest stuff's coming out right now that you have to pay attention to. By the way, make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. I only talk about certain business on the show because I love what they do. And Balance of Nature is awesome. When you go to balanceofnature.com, order it up. They'll send it to you. It's all these fruits and vegetables, 31 of them a day, all dehydrated down into pill form. It's amazing. And you can get all those nutrients. I highly, highly recommend this right now, especially as we're going into the actual flu season that we do every year. They're confusing flu numbers for COVID, and that's why you're going to see numbers go up. It's going to be because of the flu. But they're going to treat it like the plague from the 1300s. So make sure you realize, if you go to the hospital, you can refuse the COVID test, by the way.
Yes, you can.
You don't have to take it. Tell them no. I would. Tell them no.
Especially if you know what it is you have.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people deal with their medical issues. They know that, hey, I have COPD.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to tell me I might have COVID because I know I have COPD.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to take it. When interviewing nurses and doctors behind the scenes, I can tell you from experience that they're so tired of having to treat this like a hazmat suit situation when they know it's just a cold virus. Our response has been so astounding to me that we're allowing them to get away with this response and embarking all of these archaic, plague-like 1,300 protocols that you have to go through 45 minutes to vet if you have COVID, even if you're in an emergency walking into the hospital. That's how pathetic it's getting. You could say, I can't breathe. I'm in labor. I have all these things going on. Do you know what they'll do? They'll still stick to their 45-minute protocol in vetting you for COVID. They're tired of it too, guys.
Yep.
They're tired of it because they know it's a ruse.
Not only that, but if you know what's wrong with you and you've been through it before, the more firm you stand on that, the less likely they are going to do anything.
Yep.
Like two of the things they look for all the time are fevers.
Yep.
They always want to take your temperature and then do a test.
Right.
But in my case, I was so firm about what was wrong that they didn't even take my temperature.
Really? Jeez. That's really unusual.
Yeah.
But you have to go in with some confidence and don't let them run you. Don't let them do whatever they want for their protocols where they get paid for it. They're getting paid for a lot of this nonsense. They're walking around in hazmat space suits acting like they have to. That's the biggest bunch of BS I've heard in a long time. If you guys believe that, I've got oceanfront property in my own state to sell you. It's so asinine and ridiculous now that they're walking around going, look at us, we have to do this. No, you don't. You're making all that stuff up for yourself. There's no real protocol for this. So you don't have to do this at all. If everyone's walking around with a cloth mask that they touch all the time, wear under their nose, there's no biohazard bin, you're not going to become a pillar of salt when somebody touches you. I promise. This is so out of hand.
Speaking of oceanfront property,
what?
There is a story out there lies. That fish can get COVID.
Oh, goody.
I wonder if they have Please. Trouble breathing.
I'm so tired of the pathetic. They act like we don't have a brain in our head.
Nope.
The hospitals are filled with COVID. We're going to have to ration care. Really? Is that true? No, it's just a prediction. Who's predicting it? The guy that runs all the hospitals that gets all the money? Oh, the administration that gets all the cash. That's who's saying that. Yeah, that makes more sense. See, they think we're dumb as a pile of bricks, and I'm tired of this. I hope you are, too. Are you tired of the nonsense? You tired of the fake media, the fake polling, the fake response to a cold virus? I just want to say to people, we're not in the 1300s. Take off the stupid mask. The stupid mask that you choose when to wear it and you choose when not to. And what is wrong with us? Have we completely lost our marbles? Something's wrong with us. I'm serious. As a populace.
You remember the guys that got arrested for supposedly going to kidnap the Michigan governor?
Uh-huh.
The Ohio police are investigating an alleged plot to hold Governor DeWine under house arrest.
Really?
Yeah. So he was going to get kidnapped too and held under for and then put him on trial for tyranny.
Well, that's where
those darn conservative animals, man. You got to watch out for them.
They actually want to try you for tyranny.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's pretty bad.
I'm surprised they didn't call it
my own governor of my own state went into cahoots with that little Gretchen. That little Gretchen governor from Michigan. It's pretty pathetic to watch that, too.
Yeah.
We just, there's just so many lies now. People ask me off record, and I had some friends over this weekend, and it was just like, I can't even begin to tell you the storm of lying and people believing it, just believing it, knowing that you cannot trust mainstream media, but believing it anyway, because you're told that. It's that powerful. And you know what? It's like elections. They have built themselves on their own credibility for so long. I mean, even going back to, let's say, Watergate. You have, what's their names? The two guys in Watergate, the two journalists.
Mutt and Jeff.
They were CIA. When do people finally get it? That if they wanted to take a president down, they would, and they do it, and they're successful at it, and they make it seem like the journalists are the heroes. When are we finally going to get the memo? I don't know.
If anyone out there is really curious to know how long this kind of thing has been going mm-hmm. on in this country,
yeah.
go get the 1964 book by John Stormer called None Dare Call It Treason.
There's conspiracy too.
But None Dare Call It Treason is even better.
It's even better. You know, it was really funny when I watched that Helen Reddy movie last night, the Helen Reddy story. Helen Reddy, actually, they painted her as this icon. It was a female director. They tried to make her look as white as the driven snow, an amazing icon for women. And it was the funniest thing because really all she did was put out a couple of songs. And she was she sold a lot of albums. Well, it was her husband that she actually had to lean on, because her husband was the catalyst that helped her succeed, to get her in front of people. Otherwise, nobody would have ever known who she was. She just happened to write this song about "Hear Me," you know, "I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar."
Yeah.
And because of the timing of it, women took to that, and they're not every woman, but some women took to that, and it made it their mantra. And I was looking at this movie, you know, she was married three different times and she just had quite the sordid past. But that it was the partnership of her and her husband, the partnership of them working together is where the success came. Yet she wanted people to think she did it all on her own because mm-hmm. she was such an icon of a woman. And I looked at this garbage coming out of Netflix and how they just made conservatives look so bad in this movie and her so amazing. And I was looking back at her life and thinking, what did she actually do for women? And it was all about the ERA at the time, getting equality for women. Well, guess what? We're already equal in the Constitution. We're already there. We have been. So the fact that they didn't get it passed because they wanted to add based on sex, it doesn't matter because we're already equal. We have equality before the law. They never really did much or could have done much in this country, in the USA, to make it more equal. There were only a couple of little places where you could say somebody didn't want to pay somebody else the same. But that was it. And that could have been solved other ways. But I was looking at this kind of nonsense. We better warn our kids as they're watching these movies put out by Hollywood, what they're trying to say and how they're trying to manipulate the message. And the company that put it out, I'm not joking you, their slogan is messaging for a different America. Like, we're in charge of a new message. Social media message, social messaging. And I was just like, wow. Just make sure your kids aren't watching that drivel. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show for you. Glad to be of assistance and love what we do. And of course, I want to play this interview with Jared Dillian, who came on the show. He has his own show, by the way, and made it big on Wall Street. Actually wrote his memoir, Street Freak, Money and Madness, at Lehman Brothers. And then, of course, All the Evil of This World, his debut novel, all kinds of credits to his name. And of course, his talk show, great, fantastic talk show. But I asked him to come on and talk about leading up to the election and after the election, what the economy, to talk about money, the economy, and what's really going on, get a good perspective. And so here is Jared Dillian. Here you go, from the Jared Dillian Show. You've made a lot of predictions about the economy and the election, the markets. I know a lot of people are worried. do people, and I know you probably even hesitate to comment on this because you don't want to have any kind of effect on, you know, but I have to say, people are out there going, do I sell my home? Do I take my money out? Do I get out right now? What do I do? What do I do right now?
Actually, you know, what I would say is that we're going to get inflation. Like, that's going to happen.
Okay.
And it's not going to be massive amounts of inflation at first. It'll be, you know, 3-5%. The stock market is going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
The housing market is going to go up. Basically, asset prices are going to go up. In the early part of this inflation, it is going to feel good. It's going to feel like the economy is expanding. It's going to feel like a good market.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, that's not the case.
Okay.
So it's actually, there's something very insidious going on.
Expecting this housing bubble to burst, and it keeps going up. And a lot of people were anticipating like a year ago for it to just go bust. But do you think that's on the horizon within the next year or two? Do you think that could happen in the next year or two?
I don't think that's going to happen. In fact, I think the opposite is true. I think the housing market's going to do very well. You know, a lot of the reason why the housing market is doing so well is because interest rates have dropped.
Mm.
If you go back a year ago, the average interest rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was about 3.75%.
Okay.
Today, I heard of somebody getting a 30-year jumbo at 2.375%.
Wow.
There's a lot of mortgages being issued at 2%. And this has all happened since coronavirus started. But what we have is, in the middle of a recession, we have a housing market that's roofing, that is, mm-hmm. you know, skyrocketing. And it's actually the housing market is up 12% since coronavirus started, which is a big amount. And the average price of a house in the United States is now $320,000.
Wow. Okay. So a couple of things that I've noticed this year. One of them is the going in with the bailouts and the government taking ownership. What does this say to you? And do you expect a lot more of this nationalization to go on like it is with the airlines?
Well, the airlines are actually a really great example.
Okay.
You know, what you had, you have to think about this for a second. The airlines, which, you know, there's a lot of risk to that business. I mean, if you mm-hmm. go back to 2001, when 9/11 happened and we had terrorism as a threat, I mean, the bottom fell out of the business for 3 years. So there's a lot of risk to the airline business, and these airlines were only carrying around about a month's worth of cash,
mm-hmm.
which is insane.
Yeah.
You know, like, what if something goes wrong, and something did go wrong? And the reason they didn't have cash is because they were using the cash to buy back their own stock. They were doing stock buybacks. And that's a form of financial engineering. Okay, that's kind of come to an end. But the problem with the bailouts, even of the airlines, I mean, the airlines should go bankrupt. The bankruptcy process works. People can get laid off. They can restructure debts. Creditors can get screwed. And, you know, the bankruptcy process works. Let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we've rewarded a lot of bad behavior in corporations.
Right. It's true. I'm talking with Jared Dillian, and he's a talk show host, an author, Wall Street guru. What else can I say, Jared? My gosh, a long laundry list of accomplishments, and constantly speaking about money and helping people understand the market. And you say the economy is not the stock market. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the economy is definitely not the stock market.
Right.
I mean, right now, we have 7.9% unemployment, which is very high,
mm-hmm.
and stocks are at all-time highs. I want you to think about a concept for a second.
Okay.
And there was a friend of mine that tweeted this about 3 weeks ago. If you wanted to place a bearish bet on the United States, you would actually buy stocks. If you thought that the United States was going to get worse, you would buy stocks.
True.
If you thought that the United States was going to get better, you would actually sell stocks.
That's true.
But if you think things are going to get worse, you should be buying stocks.
Interesting. Kind of like the big short, shorting the market. I had conversations with Michael, and it was interesting. It was fascinating to see how he was. Makes more sense to me, actually.
Yeah, because if you think about it, like, things are really bad right now.
Right.
We have all this unemployment. The economy is terrible,
mm-hmm.
and stocks keep going up. And the worse things get, the more stocks will go up.
What is one of the biggest misconceptions, maybe even besides what we just talked about a second ago, but what is one of the biggest misconceptions, do you think, about the market
money? I think one of the biggest misconceptions is about the banking industry.
Okay.
And, you know, there's the banking industry is the target of a lot of hatred. Mm-hmm. Banks are here to help you out. And the rate on your mortgage is not determined by the bank. Mm-hmm. It's a market-based interest rate. You know, if you have overdraft fees, then don't have overdrafts. I mean, these are very profitable corporations, and they want to lend and make money, but they are here to help you out. You know, mm-hmm. I actually, when my first book came out, it actually came out exactly the day that Occupy Wall Street started. And it's, let me tell you, it's very hard to release a book about Wall Street the day that Occupy Wall Street starts.
So. I bet. and books, by the way, you might want to mention a couple of these. Street Freak and All the Evil in the World. So many different books you put. I love this. This is great. People need to pick these up. I guess I'm with you on that. I think, but I know with the history of the Federal Reserve, you can understand that the central banking would be a huge problem in people's eyes, and the way that it is run. People think that because it says Federal Reserve is part of the government, but it's not. It's not.
No, it actually it's a bank. It's not. Yeah. It's not the government. I mean, the Federal Reserve Act, I think, was passed in 1917 mm-hmm. when Woodrow Wilson was president. Mm-hmm. And since it was passed in 1917, the U.S. dollar has lost 96% of its value. Jeez. And this is an institution mm-hmm. that is basically given the responsibility of protecting the purchasing power of the currency. Mm. And the Fed, which ordinarily is trying to protect against inflation, at this particular point in time is trying to cause inflation. They actually want inflation, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it is insane. So as we're nearing this election and things every day, I think we're in like freak out, deer in the headlights mode every single day, it feels like. And people watch it closer and they pay more attention. And what do you expect over the next following weeks around the election? I was going to say to the election, but we all know that it's going to go past the election to when people finally feel a little more settled down. What do you perceive happening in the next, say, month, month and a half with the market?
Well, the election is going to be, it has the potential to be bad because what we know about what's going to happen is that conservatives intend to vote in person on election day, and liberals intend to vote before the election by mail.
Yeah.
So there's a very good chance that election night, when the votes are counted, that President Trump has a pretty good-sized lead.
Mm.
But it's going to take time for those mail-in ballots to be counted, and those have to be counted by hand. So what you might see is a situation where Trump is in the lead, but that lead dwindles over the course of days and weeks, mm-hmm. which is going to create a lot of political uncertainty. And, you know, Biden has already said he's not going to concede, and Trump has said he's not going to concede. So there's a potential for a big mess.
Enough. Anything you'd like people to know, anything you worry about personally coming up here?
I worry about taxes. So, you know, I'm one of the high income taxpayers that's going to pay mm-hmm. a lot of money if Biden gets elected.
Sure.
You know, one of the things that Biden wants to do is he wants to impose payroll taxes on people making more than $400,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a W-2 employee, you pay 6.2% payroll taxes on the first $137,000 in income. Now you're going to be paying it over $400,000 income. But if you're a self-employed person, mm-hmm. you pay the employee side and the employer side. So
right.
you pay 12.4%. And if you add that to the top rate of 39.6%, mm-hmm. what you're going to see is people paying a 53% tax rate, self-employed people. And if you add state taxes on top of it, in California, they're raising state taxes to 16.8%. That's a 70% tax rate.
Jeez. No, I was looking at the contracts for all the money that people are taking from their own trillions of dollars that the government just took from them and then paid 80% of it back to the government that was already funded for the government, and only 20% back to the people. And it was interesting because the contracts say over $25,000, the government, when you take their money, they get more stake in what you do as a business than people think. Are you looking, I mean, have you been looking at that too? Are you looking at maybe the fallout of this year and what havoc that's going to wreak on Small Business USA?
Well, I can tell you that there, you know, there was a big rush to take the PPP loans a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have employees. I could technically have done it. I said, absolutely not.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
Right. And you can follow Jared Dillian Money. Is that the best website to get you at and your podcast? Jared Dillian Money.
JaredDillianMoney.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Jared,
perfect.
Thanks. Thanks for the insight.
Love it. That was a great guest, the Jared Dillian Show. Great show. Anyway, I loved getting his perspective. Love all the perspectives we get on this show. You know, I just wanted to mention this. The CDC came out and admitted this, and I thought you should probably know this. This is the CDC's comments in their own words. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, this system will suspend data collection for the 2020-21 influenza season. But data from previous seasons available on FluView Interactive. If there was ever a statement made by the CDC that should cause you to fully get what's going on here, as simple as this one should say volumes to you. Not only can they isolate COVID into its own thing, not only is the testing absolutely just, it's insane that people are taking it seriously. Not only in a situation where we have so much data on every single thing down to the ninth degree, they're saying that they cannot collect flu numbers. They're saying that they don't have the ability to do so. They've been saying this all year, by the way. But they officially came out and said that they're going to suspend data collection for the flu for the entire year and even going into 2021. That should say all that you need to know about having faith in these tests or these case positives. They are skewing the information. They are a fraudulent organization. They have been for years. They've been wrong, and they've been paraded about in the press for being wrong, but nobody seems to remember that, just like we forgot we had an immune system. Why? Because the media didn't remind us that we did. CDC didn't remind us. They are now not reporting flu numbers. You know, we've never had a problem with taking numbers, okay? They say that the hospitals know the difference between COVID and flu. This should tell you volumes. The CDC is not collecting any flu numbers this year. Let me repeat that. The CDC is admitting they are not reporting flu this year, the year we have COVID, the year they're trying to sell you on a pandemic. We are no more in a pandemic or an epidemic than we are just a regular flu season. And if this doesn't tell somebody to wake the hell up, I don't know what else can. We've been able to have censuses and add numbers since, you know, forever in the United States. We've never had a problem counting. Even in 1918, they counted the number of people that had a specific illness down to the exact number. We've never had a problem counting. But this year in 2020, we seem to not be able to count. You know why? Because in the same data collection is now working against them. Because when you try to get away with fraud and you have so much data, how do you hide the data? How do you do it? Other than this kind of garbage. The insistence of we cannot collect, we have to suspend data collection for the 2020-21 influenza season. We just don't know the numbers. Wake up. Time to wakey wakey. This is getting old, 10 months in. We're about to go into another lockdown in a couple of weeks. Wake up. Start letting your governor know what you think. Let your representatives know what you think. Do not be silent right now, or they're going to put us in another lockdown again. Nationwide, it's coming. Just like Italy, just like Ireland. It's coming, just like Europe wants to do. Everybody have a good one. Be faithful, be fearless. See you tomorrow. Sherry Tenpenny tomorrow.